Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Yes, Les Newman and Chris Bent, here we are. All the singles released 21st of August 1970. Well, not quite all of them, there were 53 of them. We'll play what we consider to be the more esoteric interest. I've got one interesting any moment now. We in the last hour, we heard Steppenwolf, the B-side of their single. It's called Spiritual Fantasy, and you may just have heard the tremolos with Me and My Life. We began with Mort Stevens and the Hawaii 5-0 theme.
The original theme tune from Hawaii 5-0.
I mean, just in case you thought, well, why didn't they ever release this as a single? It would have been a massive hit. Well, they did. You never heard it because nobody played it on the radio in 1970 when it came out. And we also, yes, we did hear the A side of Steppenwolf on.
Far much more like them than the
Yes, it is, and it was called Screaming Night Hog.
It's very good. They're almost like saying it. It was almost like in the mould of Cream and Eric Clapton with the guitar improvisation there. It was very, very good.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to say hello to listeners on 1476 kilohertz on old-fashioned AM
in
steam radio.
In Leicestershire.
That's where it emanates from. Yeah, so it is worth, you know, it's worth listening to the programme on old-fashioned radio You know,
1476.
But it may be that you haven't got a such a radio in your house, but you might have an old car that does have medium wave and even long wave on it, but it can sound very good. In fact, the other week we were on holiday, Kathy and I. We got as far, well, we can't get much further west than Barmouth in Wales, and I could hear it about 3:15 in the afternoon. There was no hop, skipping and jumping in the summertime, so it was gripping those lakes and those mountains. It was going up and it was going straight down the other side.
Wow.
That is correct. But you can, that can happen in the daytime, can't it, Les?
Yeah.
It doesn't need any special, does it need special conditions or anything? Hot, cold? No. So, amazing reception on 1476 kilohertz. And now, your namesake, Les.
Thunderclap, Newman.
Yes, Thunderclap.
I'm hoping to get some, but it looks like it's not going to happen, so...
Yes, the A side of their single on must have been Track Records 2094003 was There's a Reason, which we will hear. But first of all, Stormy Petrel sounds quite normal at the start, but within about a minute you'll think that Sweep is gossiping about Sooty and Sue. Bye bye, everybody.
Bye bye.
Listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Oh,
Chris B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
This is not Chris Bent.
There's never been a day when the sun wouldn't shine for me. Everything that I needed, you've given so tenderly.
If I believed in witchcraft, I'd think that you'd cast a spell. Keeping us both together, I don't have to show it. I'm sure that you know it, 'cause everyone knows that I could never live without you. Seem to worry, you don't let it get you down.
Where would I be without you? I really don't wanna know. And could I ever leave you? I know the suggestion is out of the question, 'cause everyone knows that I could never live without you.
Did anyone out there recognise Olivia Newton-John, Lost in the Mix Fair, with a band called Tomorrow? We played the band only about 2, 3, 4 weeks ago on RCA. Well, this is a single on Decca Records. It may be that Decca dug very deep in their archives to find little Olivia singing I Could Never Live Without Your Love, Les Newman. His namesake, Thunderclap. We heard Stormy Petrel with Sweep, as you may have noticed, talking about Sue and Sutty. Then it was the A side of that single, There's a Reason, followed by Creedence Clearwater Revival, Long as I Can See the Light.
Tomorrow, there was also a UK band called Tomorrow, which is the same band, totally different
that
band.
That was Keith West and Steve
Howe.
It was, yes, yeah. Yeah. It, yeah. Yeah. My White Bicycle was their biggest sort of memorable tune. Yeah. I think he had a song called Three Jolly Dwarves or something along those lines.
Yeah, but Tomorrow was the Australian band.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hang on, it's a mistake to eat an apple when you're doing a programme, isn't it? So let us move on swiftly to a Pye record single, Paul Brett Sage. They eventually end up on Dawn Records. Now, this is their single called 3D Mona Lisa.
Well, your canvas are getting faded, your eyes have lost their shine. Your frame is housing woodworm, though your smile still freezes time. Oh, everybody, I'm out of my life, your brushwork. It's a pleasure to be near. Would you accept the compliment from the left? Thank you.
the doors are closing, the clock is striking nine. Oh, climb out of your picture frame and climb on in mine. Oh, everybody, I'm out of my bag, your brushwood. It's okay that you've been near, but you accept a compliment from the laughing cavalier. Oh, come on,
greedy Mona Lisa, come on, take a bow.
That instead, you know I was feeling sleepy, but still you come here to bother me. Doris, way one, wood in the fire, no wood in the fire tonight, no wood in the fire, tired. You scratch me head, you scratch me back. You scratch me nose, you tear me clothes. But no wood in the fire tonight. No wood in the fire, tired. No wood in the fire. You're hugging me up and kissing me and cuddling me and sweeten me up tonight, but no wood in the fire, no. I'm tired. You like too much wood in the fire. The fire to out tonight. I could tell you that. No wood in the fire. You could call Johnny if you want tonight, but no wood in the fire from me tonight. Come here, scratching me head, scratching me back, scratching me nose, tearing me clothes. No wood in the fire tonight. I don't like your attitude, you know. Come here, get me in the mood. No wood in the fire tonight.
Late one light when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good!
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash good!
Monster mash!
It was already an old tune, so that was a reissue, but it took another 3 years remaining dormant before it finally got into the charts. Bobby...
Nine.
Boris
Bobby Pickett
and his monster mash. Yeah, prior to that, it was King's Horror and Wood on the Fire. His woman had put no wood on the fire. He was giving her some stick. Quite literally there, wasn't he, Les?
No.
Jackpot Records, JP713. Yeah. You wouldn't get away with lyrics like that these days.
In fact,
who knows? We may not get away with lyrics like that these days.
No.
And prior to that, it was Paul Brett Sage, initially sounding a little bit like Principal Edward's Magic Theatre, but getting quite heavy towards the end with 3D Mona Lisa.
Paul Brett was a guitarist. He was actually with, Elmer Gentry's Velvet Opera.
Yeah.
He was also with The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. And he played with Al Stewart, Nonnie Donegan, and various other people, so he was quite well known. He occasionally played the guitar with the Straws while on top of Straubs.
Right.
But although he was never actually a member of the band, he just turned up and played for them.
I'm just going to remind the listener that you're listening to Chris and Les, and I'm in the studio. Les is about 2 miles away, sitting in the comfy armchair. And his audio is probably going about 2,000 or 3,000 miles in each direction. And occasionally it can break up. But look, we're not doing bad, considering the circumstances, considering Les has not set foot in the studio since, it was March.
March 23rd.
A long,
March
long,
22nd,
yeah, yeah. Long time ago. But we're managing. Next, what have we got? Oh, Bofalongo on London Records. Next week, was the first issue, I thought it was, High Broom, Dancing in the Moonlight. But I understand that Bofalongo got there ahead of them. This is Dancing in the Moonlight, which was later released, recent years, Top Loader. And other bands, no doubt, over the years since. First issue, 21st of August 1970, one of 53 singles released this week. It is so good looking back, isn't it? Oh, and what I forgot to say here, they've put the guitarist inside your cabinet, Les.
Oh, not another lazy guitarist.
Everybody dancing in the moon.
Taking away me fish and chips. pesky seagulls there. Yeah. What a crying shame. But
what's that on your forehead? Oh,
Concord Records clearly lacked the clout, the promotional expertise and whatever to make Abel Fletcher with Girls on the Shore any kind of tune, but I've never heard that. Have you ever heard that before, Les?
Oh, it sounds great. One we definitely missed.
Yeah. And before that, it was Boffalongo and Dancing in the Moonlight. I can definitely tell if you tune in the same time, the same channel next week, it will be Dancing in the Moonlight by High Broom on the Island record label. But now it is Kenny Young under a pseudonym of Blue Yogurt. And this is his tune. And it is called Lydia.
Where did we get these names from?
And this is called Lydia, one of the 53 singles released on the 21st of August 1970.
Lydia,
before we lose track of what we're playing here. That was Smith. I think they featured in the Easy Rider soundtrack.
Yes,
What Am I Gonna Do? Prior to that, it was Dave Mason, ex of Traffic. He had a song 3 years earlier about a hole in my shoe. That was on Harvest Records we just played. Only You Know and I Know. And on Penny Farthing, we began, or not quite began, I don't think, Blue Yogurt. Yes, we did. Blue Yogurt, another pseudonym for Kenny Young.
Well, he was the one that wrote for Fox, Clodagh Rodgers. He was an American songwriter, but spent most of his time over here.
Yeah, Kenny Young.
He wrote for Drifters.
Right, yeah.
Hermits.
Yeah, Kenny Young, rhythm guitar and vocals on Fox's eponymously titled album. I couldn't stand Fox and Nusha Fox in the 1970s, but now I've got everything they ever did. I love it. I've mellowed as the years have gone by. So here he was trying to get a hit with Lydia as Blue Yogurt on Penny Farthing Records. Well, we're fast running out of time here, Les. I did tell you that was Smith. What Am I Gonna Do? Let us give a quick listen.
Well, he also wrote Captain of Your Ship. Do you remember that?
Reparat from the Delrons.
I'm Blaver, just looking at some of his stuff. Quite an amazing, accomplished songwriter. Just got an up surprise he went under a pseudonym with a turkey like that one.
Let's play another one that went under the radar on Trend Records, TNT56, by a band called Old Gold. This is the B-side of their single, Teacher of Electricity.
Oh, yes.
Teacher of electricity. He wears a pink white suit that he's had for many years. Always seems to speed along, but never in a rear. A teacher of electricity. Loves to nod his head so you can see. A teacher of electricity.
Midst of time, our time machine crash landed today on the 21st of August 1970. 53 singles were released.
That was pretty good, though.
It was.
Yeah. Almost rockabilly meets prog.
Old Gold, they called themselves, and later on, I think Old Gold would be a record label churning out some of the old gold like these radio stations do nowadays. A heavy rotation of 200 singles that everybody's heard 200 times before. And we're doing the exact opposite of that. We're playing you 200 you've never heard. We've never heard a lot, most.
Probably nobody else had ever heard them either.
No, and never likely to. But hopefully this programme will find a home somewhere for posterity, because there will come a time when... I certainly won't be, and I guess unless you're immortal, invisible Les, you possibly will be joining me along with the rest of...
Just think, will people be listening to this show in 50 years' time?
Wouldn't it be... We should donate it to a British library where it will sit on some crumbling disc in 1,000 years' time.
People just like you and I will be digging this out and thinking, oh, this was the hits of 100 years ago.
Oh, what should we leave the listener with today? What have we got lined up here? We played Old Gold. I think we'll have Mother's Son and Underground Man. And we'll follow that with Gary Osborne and 3 Day Nation on CBS Records. So many thanks for listening. It's goodbye from Les.
Goodbye from me and goodbye from Chris B.
We'll be seeing you.
Crispy. Trusted so no one got busted, and the music fire.